welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning journalist Joel McNally. And Joel, before we went to break, Bill had some choice words to say about, you know, QAnon and the folk who support Donald Trump. And you say what to what he said?
Well, I couldn't agree more, as a matter of fact. And many people have mentioned that Holocaust series on television to me. And it is right on time. I mean, it really is. There's no question about the anti-Semitism, the racism, the real ugliness, the attacks on democracy. It is when you have Michael Gabelman, who's the state of Wisconsin, paid $1 million to hire a bunch of conspiracy theorists to try to cook up evidence that Biden had stolen the election in Wisconsin after the vote was counted and recounted and certified. But because Donald Trump kept telling Robin Voss, the leader of the assembly, you gotta keep on this election fraud stuff in Wisconsin. So why don't you hire the sleaziest Supreme Court justice that the state has ever had, who rewrote the ethics code so that the members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court who are supported by Republican donors can sit on cases in which they've received millions of dollars from Republicans who are parties to lawsuits and then decide those lawsuits in their favor. And, Gabelman actually wrote an ethics code that said under the ethics code in Wisconsin, justices do not have to recuse themselves from sitting on cases when one of the parties in the case has donated millions of dollars to their election campaigns. That's not an ethics code. That's an unethics code. And that is currently the ethics code of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'm telling you that after November's election, in which democracy is squarely on the ballot, certifying the actual election vote of the voters of Wisconsin depends upon Governor Evers being reelected so he can do that, because Tim Michaels, the Republican candidate, has not promised to certify the election results if he doesn't like what they are. And he's not going to like what they are unless Donald Trump wins election in 2024 in Wisconsin if he's the candidate. And it's increasingly looking like Republicans are going to nominate him again, even though the entire country is appalled and voted 7 million votes in the largest election turnout in history in order to eliminate him from office after one disastrous term.
You know, Joel, Republicans don't like the conversation you and I are having right now, because they don't like us bringing out truth about what has happened and what these people are. Now, I can tell you, I was talking yesterday about, you know, the mayor of our city was putting together his first budget. And he realized the same thing that the former mayor, Tom Barrett, realized, is we're just not getting our proper resources back from the state in order to run our city and Milwaukee County in a proper manner as it used to be. There's a organized effort of Republicans on the state level that want to see the city of Milwaukee crumble. And so we know the reasons why. And so when you point out all these different things, I mean, for heaven's sakes, Joe, the fact that, you know, we have 300 less police officers than we had, you know, 10 years ago in the city of Milwaukee because the city can't afford it. The resources coming back from the state are less and less. The fact that we're now going to be faced with rising pension costs that are going to double, and eventually the city of Milwaukee is going to drown in debt. And that's what Republicans want. And so on a state level, it's the same kind of Republican on a national level. And so these people are organized, Joe, and they want to destroy portions of this nation. And when you bring those things up to them, they get angry. But the truth of the matter is we can support what it is we are saying about them because it's out there for the world to see.
Yes, absolutely, and the unfortunate part in Wisconsin, and you know it. In 2010, there was a census, which every 10 years there's a census, right?
Yes.
For the past decade, Wisconsin has suffered under a radically gerrymandered state legislature. The Democrats in 2018, when they won statewide every state election, we remember that was the backlash against Trump election when Tammy Baldwin was elected as our state senator again, reelected, and Governor Tony Evers was elected governor. Josh Cawley won a term throughout the terrible Republican attorney general and became attorney general. Every statewide election went to the Democrats, and more Democrats voted for assembly and Senate candidates than Republicans did. That didn't stop. Because of the radically gerrymandered state legislature, that didn't stop the assembly from being two-thirds Republican. Even though more, as I just said, more voters voted for Democrats for the assembly than Republicans. And more Democrats voted for state senators than Republicans. But they won both houses of the legislature, and but in the assembly it was 2/3 majority. Democrats only won 1/3, even though more voters, as I keep saying, voted for Democrats for the assembly. Now, and now the state Supreme Court, with help from the U.S. Supreme Court, as a matter of fact, has said Wisconsin is going to have that same gerrymandered legislature for the next decade. 20 years, Wisconsin, it will be very difficult for them ever to control the state legislature. You know what the most important election is after November? The most important election in November is to vote for democracy, vote for Mandela Barnes, and vote for Tony Evers statewide. In the state,
no question.
The next most important election is in Josh April Call. Definitely Josh Call, the Attorney General. But the next most important election after November is April of next year. That is a Supreme Court seat that was going to be open. That is now held by one of the Republicans that follows the Federalist Society and has approved for the next 10 years another radically gerrymandered legislature that for 20 years the state is going to live under. But, God, we got to win the April election for the Supreme Court, too, or we're never going to be able to pass a law.
You know, Joe, how do people survive until then? How is Milwaukee going to be able to survive until then? When and it's not just here. What do they, Joel? Is it what 31 state houses? This is what they've done.
I'll tell you, as you know, I keep looking on the bright side for some reason.
I know.
And I maintain that all we can do is keep fighting. All we can do is keep voting.
No question.
All we can do is keep turning out to vote for people who will try to protect our democracy instead of perpetuate the minority control that we now have.
You know,
and that's what it is.
You know, Joel, these people, you and I remember the Tea Party well.
And that era. 2010.
And I'll tell you this much about the Tea Party. They were nowhere near as dangerous and destructive.
That's right. They were ugly, but they weren't violent.
No, Joel, these people who right now are with Donald Trump and who make threats that there's going to be blood in the street. That will be violence.
And they put it in the street.
John Dean predicts...
There was blood in the street on January 6th. We know that.
There was blood in the street. If anything happens to Donald Trump, if Donald Trump is found guilty of anything, we are going to rise up. And we are going to take this kind of thought and conversation in the open, Joel. You could understand that in a back alley somewhere, in basement somewhere. But these people are so well armed and they talk like this and the world is watching. And these people are willing to overthrow the government for one man that's insane?
Yeah.
Joel, that's the part of this that is terrifying to me.
It should be.
Because
and it should be to everyone, and everyone should vote on that realization.
All right, got to go to a break quickly. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Joel McNally, be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning journalist Joel McNally. You know, Joel, we talk about Trump. We talk about, you know, what is happening with this movement that doesn't appear to be going away. These people clearly, if the Republicans don't regain the House and the Senate, and if in 2024 Donald Trump is not the president of the United States, this is gearing up for something as ugly as we've ever seen in this country outside of the Civil War. And then yet I get calls from people who call here daily and ask me about, you know, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and how come I don't say anything about the billions of dollars of damage that they did after George Floyd, and somehow want to equate what took place in Washington, D.C. with what happened in these cities across the nation. Either they're ignorant, Joe, and don't understand that there's no comparison against what happened in these cities with people trying to overthrow our government. How can they even possibly? And some guy called here yesterday and said it was only a handful of people, who were involved in what happened then. But clearly, our nation is aware now, based on what took place then, and I think, unfortunately, we'll be prepared for anything else. And this could really be something, Joel, that none of us want to see.
For sure. I mean, do you know that the city of Portland still exists? Do you know that those cities weren't all burned down?
I know. I told
you. People are talking about.
I know.
I believe that they believe they are. That you can't live there. My youngest daughter lives in a suburb of Portland. It's still there, and she's safe. In fact, she and her husband just bought a house, and it hadn't been burned down either. They are living in Donald Trump's fantasy. They are not living in the real world. They really are not. They're living in someone else's self-created fantasy.
That's what makes it more dangerous, Joe.
Of course it does. Of course it does. But as a matter of fact, they are not a majority. And you keep marveling at the fact that I remain optimistic.
but it's getting harder and harder, Joe. It has to be.
Well, I think it's getting easier and easier.
Okay.
Because in fact, the generations that are totally captured by a propaganda, a nationwide propaganda television channel. The viewers of that channel are dying off. They really are.
Well, that's just true.
And as a matter of fact, their own party
is dismissing some of them
to them dying off because more than a million people have died from COVID because their own party told them not to get vaccinated. That was an insane act, but many people believed it.
Right.
Many people trusted them, and many people believed that you know, children were dying all over the country from vaccinations, when in fact, even before COVID vaccinations were ever given to children, and they believed all the propaganda that was coming across as fact because Donald Trump said it. And when you say, you know, we're not supposed to criticize those people, I'm sorry, but I have to say, you know, if you're acting on disinformation and propaganda that's intentionally put out by a politician and his supporters simply to win votes, and it is someone who is shown to be a pathological liar, someone who lies like he breathes.
We've
all known
one,
liars,
but we've
never known anyone who told that many lies.
Lies like
you
he
really
breathes.
Have to work at it.
I know.
It's true. I mean, that is every. You know, some of the things I'm saying really do sound insane.
I know. Lies
but
like
believe
he breathes.
Me, I'm not.
I know. And you know, Joe. It's you just know that there's going to be a post Donald Trump time.
It's coming sooner than Donald Trump knows. That's for sure, and it's coming sooner than they know, because you know he is the best recruiter that Democrats have, unfortunately. Because I believe that in fact, President Biden. I just watched that interview on 60 Minutes with President Biden. Do you know he is a rational human being?
Yeah, I mean,
Do you know that he finishes his sentences and they make sense?
I know.
And he does not, talk in circles the way Donald Trump does. You know, leaping from one lie to another lie, he actually, you know, supports what he says with facts.
Yeah, he is.
They created a cartoon president, and they had a cartoon president, and they didn't even know it.
Joe, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. He lies more than he breathes, or as he breathes. Right, got to go to the break. We'll be right back.
These arms are mine.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Joe McNally is on the line. Hey, Joe, 61% of the American people don't trust the United States Supreme Court. Is it coincidental that the Republicans have a 6-3 advantage?
Coincides pretty perfectly, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, 61% of the American people don't trust the Supreme. Joe, these are uncharted waters we're talking about.
Yes, they are. For very good reason. The fact that the majority of people in this nation are women. there's a starting point right there. But then I've always said that their abortion decision, which do you remember where the abortion, where Roe v. Wade came from? That was the conservative Nixon Supreme Court that created the recognition that abortion rights for women were really at the root of them being treated equally as human beings, as citizens in this country, just like men. They are allowed to make decisions for their own lives, just like men do. Imagine that.
It's not just based on religious belief. The incredible thing to me has always been that the Catholic Church says it believes that abortion is simply murder, and no one should have a right to do it. But you and I both know that when we were children, Catholic families we knew had seven children. They don't anymore. You will occasionally find such a family.
Well, they can't afford it. You can't afford it.
Of course they can't. And then both the father and the mother have to work full time to start with. If there are two parents in the family, if there's only one, it's pretty hopeless. And that's very difficult to find a family that can be supported by only one
income. Right.
One income. And the fact that the Catholic Church believes that Catholic believers are not engaging in birth control, they know better. Everyone knows better. We all know better. And I've always been baffled by the politicians in America, anti-abortion politicians, they say, who then also want to be anti-contraception. That is a totally illogical, irrational response. Contraception has prevented far more abortions than the anti-abortion movement. Contraception has stopped more teenage pregnancies, has prevented more childless, parentless, out of wedlock births than any legislation that the most ugly Republican can pass. It is, and I agree with anyone who says that children should not have children. And how are you going to stop that without contraception?
teaching abstinence in schools, or not even teaching sex in schools, not teaching responsible sex in schools, is an irresponsible act.
Well just say no, as Nancy Reagan would say.
Yeah, just say no. Or we're going to prevent young people from learning that sex exists and that actually it feels good.
You know, Joel, it's the Fiona. Poor Puerto Rico just suffered another tremendous blow. Hurricane just devastated it. And let me show the difference, show you the difference between the way Republicans think and the way Democrats think. They had the horrible, horrible hurricane under President Donald Trump, and he offered little, if any, help at all. You remember that?
Not only do I remember it, the biggest thing I remember from that is him going down there and tossing
paper towels
to people as if they were animals, and he was distributing what he considered aid in case of a hurricane. Rolls of paper towels,
and he had to be shamed to even show up.
And he attacked the people down there that were begging for help and rebuilding of their island.
And now
these are people who are basically American citizens.
Yes, and now we look at what President Biden has done immediately. You see the difference. It's day and night.
He's going to
do what should have been done under then President Donald Trump. Let's go to the phone lines and Gary. Hey, Gary, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I'm one of those ugly Republicans that Joel is talking about. And I obviously, you know that I'm very much pro-life, Earl, and I will never sell my soul to anybody or anything other than I believe that abortion is murdering of a baby, and I will never change my mind. I will never change my vote. I will never vote for anybody who supports it, because one of these days, Earl, you and I and Joel and everybody else that supports abortion is going to stand in front of God. And we're going to answer. If you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, then you probably don't give a rat's rear end, you know. But as far as the do you believe, Joel, that they should mandate getting the virus? I mean, excuse me, the COVID-19 vaccination. Do you believe that the government should tell us that we should have to do this? Or do you believe that we should have our own rights to pick whether we're going to get the vaccination or not?
We'll never say you do not have a right to believe what you believe about abortion. Everyone in this country has a right to believe what they believe about abortion. Here's what you don't have to do. You do not have a right to tell me what I have to believe about abortion. You do not have a right to pass a law based on your religious beliefs.
That's correct.
Instead of my religious beliefs. You do not have a right to impose your religious beliefs on me by law. You have a right to it. If you believe abortion is murder, you should definitely not support anyone in your family who needs to get one, and that would include a young child, because we now know that there was a young child, a 10-year-old girl in Ohio, who could not get an abortion after she was raped by someone in her family, and that someone with your religious belief would say, no, she has to have that child. And you're allowed to have that belief, but you are not allowed to impose that upon her by law. And that is simply the case. I do not want to impose my religious beliefs on you by law, and you shouldn't do the same to me. Now, let me answer about should you have a right not to get vaccinated? If you believe that's what I don't know why you would believe that, because polio vaccines wiped out polio. It's now slowly coming back.
Because people
won't get vaccinated. And I think that's a tragedy. Because when I was a child, I remember people being terrified by the possibility of ending up in an iron lung. And I think the invention of the polio vaccine was one of the great scientific breakthroughs in our nation and in the world. But yes, you have a right not to get vaccinated if you don't want to get vaccinated. I would not impose that on your children, and I hope you wouldn't either. You have a right to believe whatever you believe as a religious belief.
Gary?
I have a friend of mine who got the vaccination, and she is so sick, and there's basically no cure, and she's going to end up possibly dying.
From what kind of vaccination?
From the vaccination.
For corona? COVID-19. Oh, so listen. Yeah. So these are the kind of things.
Not real common.
I know, but Gary, I hesitate to have that kind of conversation over the air, because to put the kind of fear, you don't think she's going to make it because she had the COVID vaccination, is part of what terrifies people, and you really can't corroborate that.
I'm just going by, and it's very rare, the doctor said, but he said in some cases people end up getting this particular problem with her, and it might kill her. It's bad, but it's not real common. So
COVID might kill you too, right? And that's why people take the vaccinations.
Back to the abortion thing. Have either one of you guys ever held a preborn baby in your arms and died? You ever see a preborn baby? I have twice. Twice it's happened to me. I had two of my babies that born at 5.5 and 6 months along, and both of them died in my arms. Now, prior to that, let me finish. Prior to that, I was always pro-life, but I always believed that a woman had the right to choose. But I was pro-life. But I would fight for them for the fact that they have a right to their own bodies. But after I held my two babies in my arms, this happened twice to me. Is when I realized that these are little human beings with little fingernails and eyelashes and everything else. That they were absolutely perfect. They were just too little to live outside an incubator.
Let me ask you something. Once the children are born, the problem I have with guys who respond the way you just did is you say you're pro-life. But yet there's life that's already here that many of you don't want to support. So you can't.
Okay, that's not true.
Gary, you can't just be pro-life
at birth. I went to the clinic.
Hold on. You can't.
I adopted two of my kids.
Hey, Gary, I'm not talking about you personally. But you can't just be pro-life at birth and then not be pro-life and quality of life once children are born. But that's what happens.
We donate to crisis pregnancy centers, and I adopted two of my kids.
I didn't say you personally, man. It's not personal. I'm saying people who say those things aren't willing to help people who struggle in this society to eat, for heaven's sakes. You know there are people and children starving in this country.
There was a guy who called in on Matt Ingram's show. Not Matt Ingram, I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter. Matt Flynn, go ahead.
I know. I'm combining you guys together.
That's all right.
You know, and that show. And the thing is, this idiot called
up. Do you care about helping people who struggle, children who struggle in this country?
I do.
You know there are many people who don't, who claim to be, pro-life.
Yes.
Okay, that's hypocrisy that many of us are talking about.
I misunderstood you. What was the last question you said?
You can't say that I'm pro-life and then life that's here and life that's here, and you don't care at all about the life that is here.
No, I do care about it, and all pro-lifers do.
No, they don't.
All do. Listen. There was a guy this morning that called in on Matt's show, and the guy called up and he said that, you know, Gary, you go out there and you talk about being 50 million people being murdered and that stuff, and he said, you know, if those people were born, they'd be living on drugs, they'd be incarcerated.
Listen, hey Gary, got to go to a break. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go right back to the phone lines. And Eric, yes, sir.
Hello, am I on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Hey, Earl. I'd like to just say that, you know, folks like Gary are essentially prima facie evidence why, really, for the sake of evolution, these folks need to be shunned and literally ignored, because they literally, as they speak, they're absolutists, they're originalists. They do not believe in evolution. They think we are what we are, and we're going to be the same human 1,000 years from now. They don't want to evolve. They want to stay and remain the same. And that's why they just need to be ignored and shunned and not given the light of day until they decide to creep out. People are followers. They'll follow when the crowd moves away from them. My second point is, and this was kind of for Mr. McNally as well, because he's the man with the resources, is as you were talking about polio, and I'm not saying it's not coming back, and I'm not saying that vaccinations, you know, lack thereof, don't have a lot to do with it. But I know that when my child was young, about 12, 13 years ago, we were in a state where they were reducing state coverage of all the vaccinations. It used to be heavily paid by the state, and they were dropping it from all the, you know, you had to really be dirt poor in a sense, whatever, you had to jump through hoops to be able to qualify to get state sanctioned, you know, vaccinations. And I'm wondering if that might also have a number, because we seem to be following the media on this story, and the media loves to paint individual responsibility stories, and the state is being left totally innocent in all this. And I know for certain in our current economic situation, there'd be a lot of people that could use state paid vaccination programs. I'd be interested if somebody like Mr. McNally would like to look into that.
Hey, Eric,
see if maybe that's
a
truism.
Eric, hang on. You can have a conversation with Joel.
Sure.
Joel, you want to respond?
Yeah. I mean, clearly, healthcare is one of those issues that one party is on the right side and the other party is on the wrong side. If you're talking about states cutting, coverage for vaccinations, that's criminal. That is criminal. And I happen to think that most probably those states were controlled by Republicans. And that is tragic. We ought to be doing just the opposite. We ought to be, in fact, the Supreme Court of the United States, when they upheld Obamacare, the one tragic thing they did, because of what was then Republican influence on the Supreme Court by John Roberts. John Roberts gets a lot of credit as a decent human being. I don't happen to think he is one. He made an exception to his support for Obamacare to make it okay for Republican states to refuse to provide Obamacare coverage under Medicaid for the poorest citizens in the nation, and that was just vicious. That was vicious and ugly. There is no reason why income should be a barrier to getting vaccination for deadly diseases. And COVID was a deadly disease that killed 1 million people, despite what Gary says, claiming that he knows a woman who might die from it. And I don't even know if that's true, because those are the kind of arguments you get from people like Gary. But we should be providing more health care coverage and continue to expand Obamacare to eventually become basically health care is a right for everyone, regardless of income.
You know why, Joe? Because once before in this nation, it was, and we did it, and it worked, right? I mean, come on.
Much like banning assault weapons, which we did, and
right.
we do again to save lives. That is, when someone objected to me earlier today, referring to ugly Republicans, those are all ugly Republican positions. I'm not talking about individuals being ugly. I'm talking about them having ugly policies. And I don't know what Gary looks like. he might be a gorgeous human being. I have no idea. But I know that he has some ugly beliefs. And my heart goes out to him if it is true that he helped two children who were born, basically
premature.
Premature. I mean, that is a tragic thing to go through. But he should know that 90% of abortions are done in the first trimester, and it is absurd to say that anyone that life begins at conception, when whatever collection of cells or fertilized egg exists is smaller than the period at the end of a sentence, and to claim that is a human life, and that if you do anything to have an abortion in the first trimester, which most of them are done, practically none, unless it was an emergency to save the life of a mother.
And you know, Joe,
would they be done under those conditions?
And you know, Joe, what's at the root of all these things is this belief in our nation now that says we are a Christian nation. There are people
who, for heaven's
sake,
that's not a Christian belief.
I know.
That's not a version of Christianity I was aware of.
But, Joe, these people are now saying we're a Christian nation. And not that we are a nation made up of different religious beliefs, but they clearly want to force their religious beliefs on everybody.
Yeah.
And that's anti what this nation was founded under.
It's
anti-constitution.
It's anti-Christianity.
Yes. It is.
It really is. Religious freedom, the right of Gary to have his religious beliefs, I believe in. But I also think that other people with other religions
yes.
have the right to their religion.
Yes. That's what this nation was founded under. And for people to now turn that around and say, well, we're Christians, and if you don't like it, you know.
You know what that is? That is an American version of the Taliban. That is exactly what that is. That is imposing religion on others by force. And that is wrong, and America has never believed in it.
You know, Joe, man, I don't know where the time went, but it's always great to have you on. I really appreciate it. Kiss the wife for us. And now it's, without question, a good time for you because we're starting to descend into the 50s.
I always enjoy it, and I'll be happy to be back.
All right. Thank you, my good friend. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. That's a great journalist and a great friend, Joe McNally. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, Connor and I are going to have a great conversation. You can join us. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.